Good morning, everyone. I'll just start off with a maimer from a mayor from Far Mishlan. He used to say that when New Year's came around, you know this already?
No.
He said when New Year's came around, he used to be very happy. Because from Rosh Hashanah, he was very worried about the decrees on Klal Yisrael, what was going to be for the coming year. But when New Year's comes around, and the Eibishter sees how Klal Yisrael conducts themselves on Rosh Hashanah, and how the Umas Olam conduct themselves on their Rosh Hashanah, so he says, I can have Yishev Adas for the rest of the year, the things are going to be good for Klal Yisrael. So let's hope that in the schus of coming together to learn Torah on a day like this, it's not much a schus godel b'shamayim, not just to take a day off, but to invest it in learning Torah, it's a tremendous schus for Klal Yisrael. We should see the payers of that, Mitzvah Hashem, for the rest of the year. Okay, so let's begin Shavuot because it's beginning. And this is really an introduction to Shavuot. An introduction from the source of Shavuot, which is, you'll see, from the words of the Arizal himself. And it's only in recent years, I guess, correct me if I'm wrong, that Shavuot has been niskabel, I guess you should say, not just by Mekubalim, not just by Hasidim, but even by the Litvishers and the shirim which they give, there is some type of an emphasis I'm seeing. Again, it could be it's not just recent. Maybe it's in the past, I just didn't notice it. But just on an emphasis on Taras HaMishpacha, just an awareness in everyday lives, Mishpacha, nothing like that. It's becoming more highlighted. It's starting to take more of a center role at this time of the year where it's really in between Yomim Tovim. And of course, the way that Shavuot expresses itself amongst the different sections in Klal Yisrael is unique. By the Mekubalim, Shavuot is a time of intense fasting. There's a whole seder that the Mekubalim have when it comes to Shavuot by Mincha. And you can go to Eretz Yisrael by the Yeshiva Mekubalim, you can go to Borough Park and find it. There's Mamash a seder which is done, which is very adhered to, and very serious avodah, which takes place during these 6 weeks of Shavuot. By the Chassidim, there's also an emphasis, of course, on the Inyanim of Shavuot, but the Lamaisa Shabbai is going to be very different in terms of how they do the Avoida Shavuot than by the Mekubalim, as is always that way. This is not going to be a shir which focuses on that. That would have to be a part B/C type shir in terms of the Lamaisa, how it expresses itself in the different factions in Klal Yisrael. And I should say, probably in the more communities such as ours, I don't know if there's any real difference, perhaps, which we make. You know, halavai we should, which comes out of the Nyanim of Shavuot. But again, that would be more of a different shir. This is really just to highlight the source, the roots, the inyan, and the Mitzvah Hashem, we should be able to walk away with something from that as well. When we ask ourselves, where is Shavuot sourced in halacha, it doesn't come up, as far as I know, in the text of the Shulchan Aruch itself. The Be'er Eitiv here, as you see on the top, the first Ma'ariv Makom, this is in Tofresh Pehei, in Sif Beis. He writes, after quoting the Inyan of fasting and some of the halachas pertaining to that, he quotes the Ari, V'kosav ha'arizal b'feirish ha'tayra, shayomim elu misugolim l'sakin avon keri yoyser mikol hashana l'hamisana b'hem. So those who fast, the Be'er Eitiv says, in the name of the Ari, that we see already that there's a correlation between the Pagam of Keri, Shechazer Levatala, and the days of Shavuot. And those who fast during those days, the Ari assures that a person will have a kapara for that. Lachei Maschami Pashas Shmois, it begins Pashas Shmois, Shas Hizchel Hashibud, Sheniskan HaKeri, the Adam HaRishon. Okay, already this is something which needs a hezber. That are beginning with Pashas Shmois, which is the beginning of the Shibud, he's already hinting to why dafka at this time of year do we find the concept of Shavuot. There's an association for what's called the tikkun of the keri of Adam HaRishon. So apparently this is an age-old problem, goes back to the very first man. And it concludes in the parasha of Kisikne Evedivri, which is Parashas Mishpat. Now, this concept of the keri of Adam HaRishon, how it pertains to Shavuot, is expressed in the Gemara, which you have in front of you, on Erev and Yud Ches Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya ben Elazar, Kol Ayisan Hashanim Shahaya Adam Harishan Benidoy, that after Adam was chayte, he was so tzabrachin over it, he excommunicated himself, though he was excommunicated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoylid Ruchin V'Shedin V'Lilin. These are all different expressions and terms which imply evil entities. He gave birth to them. Shenemar Vayichi Adam Shloishim Ma'at Shana, that for 130 years he lived. Vayoyled Bidmusai Kitsalmai, and then he gave birth to a child, which is Bidmusai Kitsalmai, which is a reference to Shais. So after 130 years of being Pirish Minaisha, he gave birth to his third child, which was Shais. Mechlal Dahad Idna Lav Kitsalma Oyled. This would imply that he was having children, that there was something being created, but it was not Bidmusa Kitsalmai. Meisve, then the Gemara asked Akasha, Hay Rabbi Meir Oymer, Adam Rishon Chassid Gadol Haya. How can you say that he was giving birth to these evil entities? Rabbi Meir says he was a big Chassid. Kevin Shirash and Niknas Amisa Al Yado, when he saw what he had done and the punishment he had received, Yasha Betainis Mei Vishleishim Shona. Or Perish Min Aisha, this 130 years, he wasn't involved in Zal Vatal, he was involved in Big Inyonim. So the Gemara says that he saw La'onso. So he saw Keri La'onso, but for those 130 years that he saw Keri La'onso, he was producing Ruchin V'Shedin V'Lilin. That's what the Gemara says. It's a Gemara. Which already we see that there's such a concept, that if a person has Zera Levatala, it doesn't just go nowhere. It creates spiritual entities, of which the Arizal has a whole seder of Kriya Shema Lamita, where he says that by saying Kriya Shema Lamita, which the Gemara Brachas tells us, it's called a Cheret Pius Biodam. You take a sword in your hand, and you're chopping away your enemies. What enemies are you chopping away? But the answer is that every Zera produces, if it's not used properly, it produces evil entities. And those things, they haunt us, and they cause us problems, and they're mevavel our das, and doesn't allow us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. And so therefore, Kriya Shema Al Hamita is a seder which the Gemara speaks about, and the Ari expands upon, where he says that this is mamash acherev biyadeh, that a person, by following the seder of Kriya Shema Al Hamita, he can wipe away all of those entities. And it's a very big bonus to have a tkufa like this called Shoivavim, because it's said about Zera Levatala, the Zaya says there's no tshuva for such a thing. And the Balatanya, the Sfarim HaKdoshim, the Sfaradishim Mekubalim, they all discuss, what does this mean there's no tshuva for this? Of course there's a tshuva for that. There's nothing in which a person can't have tshuva for. And that's a discussion in the Sfarim HaKdoshim. But this tkufa is unique in that it gives us an opportunity that although throughout the year it may be very difficult, it makes it easier for us along the lines of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The Gemara says, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, those days you can accomplish a lot. But as soon as those doors are closed, it's going to be much harder. So therefore, we have a window here called Tshuvavim, which you see from Halacha, the Barahetiv, in the name of the Ari, that it's an opportunity for a person, if he seizes the moment, to make big tikkunim, which go all the way back to the Chet Adam HaRishon. Let's move to the next Mar Makom, which is the Shah HaKavonis, which is the longest Mar Makom we have on the page. And this is from Shah HaKavonis, this is the Ari, Rav Chaim Vital, quoting the Arizal. It's called the Jewish on Pesach. He has many, many Jewishim on Pesach. And this is going to be foundations for us to understand the next Mar Makom where he explains to us what Shavuot is. But if we don't see this Mar Makom first, then how he speaks about it Bekitzer in Shah HaYichud, Shah HaYichud and Shah Ruach HaKodesh, which is the one over, is just going to be words. It's not going to be clear to us. So in the middle of this Jewish, he writes there in Shah HaKavonis, Vida, Yisrael Shahayu Ba'isa Hador Shal Shibri Mitzrayim, the souls of the Jewish people in Mitzrayim, Hayu Bechinas Oisam Hanitzaisa Shal Keri Shahayti Adam Harishan Ba'isan Kuf Lamed Shonim. Ad Shinemar Ad Shinoilat Shais, as Chazal tell us. Now already we see here a fascinating concept. That the 133 years which the Gemara spoke about, which taught us that he was Moilit Shaden Ruchin, and Lilin, those 130 years which produced neshamas also produced, these were the neshamas of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. This is a whole different twist on things. Imagine that. This seed of Adam HaRishon is the seed of Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim. V'achar kach ba'u begilgol b'dor hamavol. Now, before the Jewish people came down to Mitzrayim, there was already a history. These are the neshamas which already were in the door of the Mabul. V'lachin hayugam hei mashchisim zara la'aretz. This is amazing how the Ari puts this together. You have to be the Ari to do such a thing. He says, what was the chet of the Dor Mabul? We know that they were punished with the Mabul, which Chazal tells us was steaming hot water. So he says it was Mida Kenegin Mida, because they were involved in being Moisi Zer Levatala. So this was their punishment. But why were they being Moisi Zer Levatala? What prompted them to do so? So he says that since they were born out of that, that this was the seed that Anmarishim produced, granted La'anso wasn't his will, but they came from those roots. Memela, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So they were doing the same thing. Until Hashem wiped them away, but they were just following the roots. This is Pshat and Pasuk, which it says in Parshas, the end of Bereishis, Vayar Hashem ki rabo ra'as ha'adam ba'aretz, that Hashem saw that man Sid had become so great on the land. So he says, V'noida ki hakeri nikra ra. The Zohar tells us that the word Ra in Torah, the word Stam Ra, the Torah says Ra Stam without any hesber, it refers to Shech Vezeh Levatala. And he brings Ra'ayas. V'hamaitzi onikra Ra. And if you produce it, you're called Ra, as it says in Pasuk, V'ayihir Eir Bechor Yehuda Ra B'nei Hashem. And we know that's what he was producing. Chazal say explicitly that he refused to have seed from Tamar. Uchsev Oyla Rasha Ra, Uchsev La Yagurcha Ra. As the Zohar HaKadosh expands upon this, can just be Zohar HaKadosh, that Ra always refers to the chait of Keri. V'nimsa ki hador hahu, of which we said before, Vayar Hashem ki rabba ra'as ha'adam ba'aretz, that generation, hayumamish ra'as ha'adam hayadua. Why does the Pasuk say ra'as ha'adam, the Adam? Who is the Adam with the hey hayadua? It's referring to Adam HaRishon. Who Adam HaRishon? This is the Ra'as HaAdam. This generation is the seed of Adam HaRishon. V'zem Hashem HaKasav. That's why Hashem says, Emche es HaAdam Asher Barasi. Hashem is speaking about the Dor Mabul. He says, let me wipe out the man which I created. Hashem created Adam HaRishon. And that's exactly the point. There he says, it's perfect Pshat and Pasuk. Who Adam HaRishon Atzmo? Sheniv al yidakod Hashem Yisparach Atzmai. So he says, even from the Pasuk you see this concept. So we've already established very quickly that the door of Mitzrayim, if Shiva Mitzrayim, is the seed of Adam. Where does it originate from? The door HaMabul. Now moving forward a generation. They came back again in a Gilgul, Vinis Galgulu Bador HaFlaga. Welcome back. There you have it again. They're called Bnei HaAdam. Bnei the Adam Kadma. These are the seed of Adam HaRishon. They're called the children of Adam. Adam HaRishon. Lir Moiski Hayutipos Keri. V'lachem he Bnei HaAdam. But a Dechura B'lei Nukva. It's the seed of Adam, but there's no wife. Because it's only the seed of Adam. V'gam oz ha'yisifu lachat ha'oid limay be'elyon, and they furthered the rebellion against Hashem. Avaloi ha'yu ba'oysu oven ha'echa shal ha'ashchas ha'zera k'dor ha'mabal. But they didn't repeat the chedah of the Dor HaMabul. They were involved in building the Migdal. Now I don't know what the connection is between the Migdal and this chet is, but you'll see how this comes back to us momentarily in Mitzrayim. V'tzarech sh'teida, he continues. Ki inyan ha'neshamas, he writes a klal that when we speak about neshamas, that a neshama is like gold, which is taken from the ground, extracted from the ground. But when you find that little nugget, it's very filthy. Which you wouldn't even dream that there would be something precious behind all this. You wouldn't call this zav. There's no beauty to it. Until the purifier comes, and he's able to extract the impurities. Time after time, each time is different, one from the next. And as you proceed and you go weiter, until you're left, wow, this is the zav. The same thing is true with neshamas. Neshamas are very precious, like gold, for sure. Ki b'chet osher Adam harishon, with the chet of Adam, nis'areif tayv bara, that he shattered the world. And until the chet, there was a separation between tayv and ra, but by eating from the etz das, das means a mixture of, he created a mixture of tayv and ra in the world. Ubiprat b'nitzaytzes elu shel keri, especially these nitzaytzes of keri, shahoylid b'kuf lamed shalim, in these 130 years, we explained elsewhere. Ubikriashma lamita on those drushes. The person shouldn't think that if he wastes seed chalila, these are just the psoilus of his neshamas chalila. These are very halig neshamas that he's letting out. But they fall to the hands of what's called the sitra achra, to the evil entities. And we have to work very hard. We need to work very hard to free them and to correct them. Let's go back to our sugya. These nitzaitzes of the original chet of Adam HaRishon, that it seems that they're being megalgal from generation to generation. Why are we working so hard? It should be just a one time and we're done. But it doesn't work like that. We have to work, purify, one time, a second time, and a third time, until we review that beauty. That beauty of Klal Yisrael, which left Mitzrayim, which is the culmination of the Zikuch process, is by Yitzias Mitzrayim. So now he explains very beautifully the Chataim of Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim, how it goes back to the Dor HaMavol and the Dor HaFlaga. This is a beautiful pshat. Now you understand very nicely. Why? And it's only really when you open up the Sfarim HaKdoshim, the deeper Sfarim, do we have the answers to all the whys that we ask. Because we understand the root of things. Why such a shiwud like this? 210 years of backbreaking work, shechting children? This is going back to a very ancient mistake. It's going back to that Shechis HaZera Levatola, that it was Nigzer Aleihem Kol Abein Hayiloid Hayaora Tashlichuhu. Why does Parah have a shus to throw Jewish children into the river? You know why? Because that's exactly what you did hundreds of years ago. You threw away your children. So this is a punishment which is literally midah k'neged midah. And another step, that's dugmas oinesh ha'mabul atzmai. U'chenegin ma shechatu b'dor haflaga, and that which the Jewish people, these neshamas of the Jewish people did in the dor haflaga, havan el milav levenim, they said, let's build a tower. We're going to go up. We're going to rebel against the Ribbono shel Olam. That's why it says, Ne'amar v'yomaru eschem v'vayidach b'chayim v'levenim. That Parah had rishus to be goyis in them to build. It's midah k'neged midah mamish. V'chvei harachti b'makom acher b'zeh. This has to do with Shabbos and Din and Amor Evkoit, Ayin Shem Hediv. How amazing is that? That the two things that Parah was goyis in Klal Yisrael, to throw the Jewish children into the river, that goes back to the Dor HaMabul. To build Pithom and Ramses, that goes back to the Dor HaFlaga. But it's mamish haynu hach. But with this, we're also maviach another thing. You read through the Torah, yeah? B'yir Shemayim Ba'aretz. Then you read about Nayach, the Mabul, his children, mamash a whole megillah of things until you come finally to Avram Avinu. And then from Avram, we're ready, we sail good, we have the rest is the story of Klal Yisrael. But why do we need this as a haktamah to the Torah? What does Bnei Nayach and all the Nebuchs, or all those who were kicked out of the Machaneh, what do they have to do with Klal Yisrael? What does that have to do with the Torah? The Torah says that everything which is in the Torah pertains to Klal Yisrael. Not just pertains to Klal Yisrael. It is Klal Yisrael. So when you read in the Torah, this coming year, Mitzvah Hashem, when you read Bereishis, when you read Noach, and you're reading about the Dor HaFlaga, and you're reading about the Dor HaMabul, you're not just reading about some ancient people that Hashem wiped them off the face of the planet. You're reading about Klal Yisrael. You're reading about Klal Yisrael. The whole Torah is about Klal Yisrael. Maybe just in a different form, in a different Gilgal, but this is all Klal Yisrael. Just an amazing perspective that there's nothing which is mentioned in the Torah which doesn't pertain to me. It doesn't pertain to my people. Just take that perspective with us. And he continues. We're moving into Moshe Rabbeinu now. Heyoyis hashibud be'eretz Mitzrayim. Hatamhu ki hinei noida. What's the purpose of that shibud? Shekol haneshamos bo'us min hachasodim v'hagvuros asher b'mayach hadas. He's introducing a concept here, as he says, Kisham Toli Said HaZivug. We know that Zivug, between husband and wife is totally in das. Like the Gemara says, "Ein kishui ela ladas." When the Torah refers to the very first union between husband and wife, it says, "V'ha adam yada es chava ishtai." V'ish lo yida'a lachen nikra das. Das always means a mixture of things, like we said before. Eitz hadas toivera means a mixture of toivera. So he says that being that all neshamas come from what he calls the chasadim and the gvurois of the maya hadas, just very briefly, this is more of a pnimistic inyan, but we know that there's what's called three maychen. Chachma, Bina, and Das. Chachma is to the right, Bina to the left, Das straight away. Now Das is different than Chachma and Bina. That Das has two compartments. One is called Chasadim Shebedas, and one's called Gvuros Shebedas. So really you have three, which is really four. And this is a very fundamental yisoid in the works of the Arizal, that really this three is four. That's why you have four bowings in Shemona Esrei there, he says. The first bowing is for Chachma. The second bowing is for Bina. Moedim is what he says is for the Chasadim Shebedas. And Atayv Shem B'chol L'chanos is for the Gvura Shebedas. So really, when you come to Das, there's Chasadim and Gvuras. And all Neshamas either come from what's called the Chasadim, or they call from the Gvuras. That means everybody. Everybody either has a Tzad Chesed to them or a Tzad Gvuras to them. And that's why it's called V'adam Yada. Yada means that there's a union, but you're either mamshech from the chasadim or for the gvuras. So he says, continuing, l'hayres, ki mishan dimshaches tipa sazivig, we know that the tipa comes from the das, and it comes down all the way from the down to the spine, into the yasayid, into the bris. This is called balashin yediya kanizka. That's why the Torah refers to it that way, because Torah always speaks in words of sharashim, that the shayrish of the tipa zera comes from the das. U'magam, oisim ha'neshamais, shel hador ha'hu, shamayis shabin olav ha'shalom, that we know that this is what's called the Dor Hadeya. Why are they called the Dor Hadeya? Because they have a shaykhis to this pagam, which comes from the place of Das. And who is the leader of the pack? Moshe Rabbeinu. And we've explained elsewhere that Moshe is what's called the Bechin of Das. Moshe always represents Das. Bechin kol Hador Ha'u is Bechin as Das. Like we said, they're called the Dor Hadeya. El Shehem Yatu El HaKlipos. Like we said before, that this seed fell into the hands of the Klipos. The Sibas Hayoisim Tipas Keri, because this is the seed of Keri of Adam HaRishon, of those 130 years, Koilam Shenoidim Shenoidla Chase, until Chase was born. So Chase seems to be the tikkun of all this. And so says the Ari of Moshe, Hayim Bechinas Chase Atzmai Kanaida. Moshe is Chase as we know. What does it mean, Kanaida? He says Kanaida because the Zayah says as follows. The word Moshe stands for Mem is Moshe, Shin is Shes, and He is Hevel. So Moshe is a mixture of the neshamas of Moshe, Shes, and Hevel. That's what he means, Kanaida. Kanaida from the Zayah, this Rem is of Moshe. Moshe is the neshama of Shes. V'lachen lav itmar, that's why it says about Moshe, when he was born, we know that there was light. Vatera Isoi ki toivhu. Moshe is called toiv. Why is he called toiv? Because we know that those 130 years are called Ra. So Moshe is called toiv, which is the opposite of that. Because Moshe is Shes. And as soon as Shes was born, as he says, according to the Gemara again in Erevin, he references it, Aval ha'acherim, like the Gemara says, that for 130 years it was what? Bidmus Shadim Ruch Velilin. Until Moshe came along, and Moshe is Shay, so which the Torah says, Bidmusai Kitsalmai. Therefore, Velachin Amr Moshe Ali and Val Erebira Asi. Moshe says, Val Erebira Asi. I don't want to see about my Ra, your Ra. He speaks in terms of Toiv Ra, because Moshe represents Toiv, which is there was no Pgam, versus the generation which he came to be Mesakim, which is the Inyan of Ra. So with this Hakdamah that he gives us in Pesach, which is the one of the Drushim, which is the whole Hakdamah, the Inyan of Pesach, Gulas Mitzrayim, this whole Inyan. The fact that we see that we're rooted in the Dor HaMabul, the Dor HaFlaga, Moshe's role in Toiv, being Moitzi the Ra. We move over now to the Shah Ruach HaKodesh. There he has eight Sha'arim, the Shemayna Sha'arim. So one of them is called Shah Ruach HaKodesh. Here in Tikkun Chav Zayin, he has very mystical Tikkunim, he calls them, Yichudim. So this is nothing really be'etzem kabbalish, it's really just hakdama to the shayvim. And this is really where this is the source of which the Be'er Heitev is referring to. So he writes, and he has a whole long drush about tikkun shechus er levatala. He writes, the ma'isi shechus er levatala, hivine yesh bo kama kavanas b'prazos of achlalas. Many details. Hine inyan avon shechus er levatala, umanyon uma kavanasa nisbar kriyash malamita. Ayin sham, ki hu tikkun gadol ma'od. So even though in halacha it's not a big deal, many times we find that what in his halacha is not such a big deal, in primis it's a very big deal. For hu ikir tikkun avin hakeri, and so really kriyashma al hamita is really the ikir, what he calls tikkun avin hakeri, for the entire year. So he says, inyan hashayvim hanoidayim. I'm not sure why it's noidayim, it's not in earlier sources, but he says, that which is in shayvim, which is yadua, the inyan of shayvim, he says, Sheish minhag kodum b'chol Yisrael. This is an ancient minhag, he says. L'his'anais mem yoyim retzufim. There's a concept of fasting 40 straight days. Which is Sheish min yoyim rishon shal parasha shmois, from the first day of shmois, which was yesterday, we are already late. Ad parasha's truma. Until parasha's truma, uksas min tetzave. Right? And sometimes we go to tetzave. In Be'er Heitev, he brings Lamaisa on a leap year, we add Chuma Tetzave, but if it's not a leap year, we only go to Mishpatim. Right? But he says here, Chuma Tetzave. Venasnu Simon Bahem, Shuvu Banim Shaivim. It's a pasuk in Yirmia. Shuvu Banim Shaivim. Rashi Tevis, the word Shaivim, is Shmais Va'era Boy B'shalach Yisom Mishpatim. It's a time. The word Shaivim means those who are waywards, right? Those who go astray, rebels. Nafshi Yeshaivim, Yancheni B'magli Tzedek. Vihine, Iker hatainis behem b'miyom emelu. The Iker tainis, loy niskunu ella aloven hakeri. That's why we fast, for this inyan alone. V'yom emelu misugolim leisainis b'malakeri. Yoyser mikol yamais hashana. V'tam hadavir yisbar l'cham imashin yisbar b'inyan galus mitzrayim. You have to know the drush of yitzias mitzrayim, so I'm about to tell you. B'chaymer b'lebein imanyona v'sham nizbar. Now you know what he's referring to. B'chaymer b'levenim. Ki oisam shenishtabdu b'galus mitzrayim. Those souls in galus mitzrayim. Hayu oisam hanitzayse shalana shama shayat medam arisham oisam kufalamet shanash b'rish minishtoi. V'yo moilid sheinim ruchin adi lemitit b'izkeri. V'chol eilu niskinu b'galus mitzrayim ha'hu. They all had a tikkun in galus mitzrayim. V'lachein bizmam ha'paishios eilu. Now we're going to understand why it is dafk in these weeks we have this man mesugul lakach. These weeks, which speak about Golas Mitzrayim, which speak about Geulas Mitzrayim, yesh behem skula lekabel tshuva sa'adam, there's a skula to be mekabel this tshuva. Hamis'ana behem, alavin hakeri. V'lachein, him maschilin mi parasha shmais mi p'nisha oz ba parasha hihi hayu haschalas ha'shibud. U'mistayim mi b'parashas mishpatim letam shenis barashim gam kein, like we explained there, be'inyan smichus ki signa evit ivi al matan taira, the relationship between evit ivi and matan taira, because that's what's called the Gemara when we become Niskabel as Avodim of Hashem Yisbarach through Matan Torah. That's what's called the Gemara of the Nitzaitzis, that they have their Tikkun. This is the Inyan of, which is Merum, is the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, Ki Sikne Eved Ivi, which is the culmination of Matan Torah. So here we have it. This is the source, this is the concept, how it relates to Galus Mitzrayim and to Geulas Mitzrayim. Just to conclude by quoting this Maamar from the Bnei Yisachar, which is perhaps a Pesach, if we meet again together in a different venue, just to discuss the Sfarim HaKdoshim by the Admoirim, how they implemented in their different ways in the Shavim during these 6 weeks. But already we see just a Pesach into that from the Bnei Yisachar. This is a drush he has about Shavim, where he, as I mentioned, is discussing the stira between whether Tshuva is Niskabel on this, Tshuva is not Niskabel on this, it has to be. So he concludes with the following remarks. V'hine hayamim ha'eli yimei ha'shayvavim, these weeks of shayvavim, hine mekubal b'yadena min ir v'kodesh mana harizal, asher skulosan l'sakin oven habris, ula haitzi nitzaitzis hanidachas mitach imke haklipais, to be mesakin oven habris, to redeem fallen neshamas from deep places. V'hine tzvichin l'zeh hisayrivas tshuva ilah. For this we need a very big tshuva, which is really what he speaks about in that piece, what he calls tshuva ilah. What he says is through tainis, yichudim, as is explained in the Arizal, that it's through tainis we're able to be misak in the zinyon. Now you have to enter into these brackets. Kanira chaser kan kama shuris. There must be something missing here. The Bnei Yisrael wouldn't have left off like this. V'erech tzarech lamekach. This is really what he meant to say, or really what should be here. V'anu ein kayach oid biadeinu loshev ad Hashem elokinu b'chinis tshuva yilakana b'tayin s'gufim yichud. We can't do that. This is not for us. We can't expect of ourselves to be able to have tainis and yichudim and s'gufim. We don't know the first thing about these things. V'kodesh baruch hu maftiach yad Hashem promises. When a Jew does what he can do, and he follows the halachic tshuva process during these times. As it says, Shuvu banim shavivim. Shavivim is a time of tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yiftach ha-Pesach. Like the Gemara tells us, if you make a Pesach, Hashem makes a bigger Pesach for you. V'yodeyu, v'yoreyu ha-derech lavo l'tshuva ilah. And Hashem will lead us away in tshuva. So you see already that the Bnei Yisrael is moving away from the conventional understanding of tshuva, as the Arizal puts it, as you saw in the source. But when it comes to the Sfarim HaKdoshim, it was not like that, and it's certainly not like that Lamaisa. But there's a whole different Seder which the Anmorim have, which, again, if we have a chance, we'll speak about in Mitzvah Hashem. But already you see, just as a suggestion, you saw already from the Ari before, that the Ikr Tikkun for Pagam Keri is Kriyash Malamita. And I know for myself, and I'm sure from others, from Talmidim I've spoken to, Mother Chavra, that Kriyash Malamita is one of those avoidas, tefillas, which really fall by the wayside. We really don't pay much attention to it. Halavai, we chop a little bit of Shema before our eyes close when we're falling asleep. Yeah, but the whole Seder of Hamapil and Kriyash Malamita and all the Psukim, this is really the Ikr Tikkun for that thing. But although what a person tries to do in Tshuva and other Inyanim may be very difficult to come to do Tshuva for, but at least just to walk away with something Lamaisa, if in these 6 weeks we made an extra effort to make a focus on Kriyash Malamita, the Sfarim speak about Shabbos during these weeks and about learning Torah, Be'iyun, Be'oimek, there's all different things the Sfarim bring out which are other angles and how we can accomplish tshuva for this Inyan during this time of year. And this is something which is certainly a very, as you know from Weinberger's Shurim here, the Chabur Yosef HaTzadik, and the things which he hears and speaks about, it's mamish Ein Seif, the Drashas Bizman Hazeh, about this Pagam. And we're really here to correct, you know, Seif Maisa B'machshava Tchila, that the very first chait was involved in this Inyan, so too the final Tikkun will be in that. God Shabbat should help us during these 6 weeks to have a true Hesari rest, M'sakin these Inyanim, to the return of all the Nishamas, be a scoiled Tzedek, and every minute one day. Amen.